me herewith and see, won't I open the window of heaven and pour your, prove me. But see, if you don't prove God, if you never appropriated, if it's never been tested, if you've never had the sacrifice to give to God first to prove him, how do you know? It's just theory. But the word is right. The word works. The word is truth. The word will supersede facts. What facts are surrounding you that are challenging you, that are contrary to your purpose, the truth will supersede that. When you get on them jet planes, they get down that runway, thrust has to supersede gravity. In other words, there's a truth that has to overtake a fact. And he gets up enough steam and the aerodynamics of it and the thrust and the engine power and all of that stuff, it overtakes a law. And it begins to defy that law. Well, truth will supersede facts, but your truth has to be proven. Tell somebody, prove God. In Ephesians 4 and 23, the Bible says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. Interesting word, renewed. I love that word renewed because it actually means to think young. Tell somebody, I shall live and not die and declare the goodness of God. Some people, because the Lord has been represented so poorly, they feel like when you get saved, you're ready to die. No, when you get saved, you just start living. Come on, get renewed in your mind. People always look at what you can't do. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't go there. You can't have this. Well, something wrong with your mind. When I got saved, I just changed dance partners. I still dance. As a matter of fact, watch out on jazz night. Me and Pastor Banks. Yeah, I'm including you. And we're gonna be dancing before the Lord because he is our partner now. David danced before the Lord with all his might. You see, when we're saved, stop getting all stuffy and religious. See, people get religious and start getting trapped based upon a performance and what I don't do anymore. No, it's nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your relationship now. Now, if the Lord tell me to stop doing something, well, that's not glorifying, I'm going to stop. I had nothing to do with that no more. But the Lord gives you some liberty, and I don't even want to go there. But Lord, we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. The legalistic stuff will hold you hostage. Don't touch, don't eat, don't do, don't this, don't that. And you're bound by a bunch of legalistic laws and you strap down and you get. That's why people don't want to be saved a lot of times. They see the way you walking. Like an old robot. And I wouldn't want it either. But when they see you can smile, when you can laugh, when you're just like anybody else and you know, you don't care a whole bunch of religious stuff. Every other word out your mouth is not thus and thou and the Bible says. See, sometimes people are casting their pearls before swine anyway. They ain't studying what you know about the Bible. What God needs them to see is a light. A light shining. You get to work on time. You do your job when other people are taking shortcuts. You do it right. You're honest with the boss. You don't cheat. You don't steal. That's the light. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works before God. It's just you being honest with God. After a while, they're going to say something different about this brother. I ain't heard him cuss yet. All that he going through. Folk be talking about him and he don't be talking back. Y'all gonna get somebody's attention. Before you know it, they get in trouble and say, hey, pray for me. They'll say a prayer for me. And then pray for them. Stop them right there and pray for them and say, what are we praying about? And then when you pray, believe. And let God move on their behalf. And they come back and say, you know what? The day you prayed, my goodness, the day you prayed, brother, I don't know what it is, but the day you prayed, everything changed. You're letting your light shine. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. It's not religious stuff. It's getting your sleeves rolled up with people and caring for them and working them through problems and situations, letting them know that I'm human just like you, but the God I serve, huh? There's a God up above that can meet your every need. That's what draws people. Jesus said, when I be lifted up, I'll draw. Through my death, I will draw. When you die to you and start representing him, he will draw people to himself and change their lives. This is not religion. They call it Christianity. Christianity is a religion. This is not religion that we are in. It is a relationship. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. They call it Christianity. But if you read the history of Christianity, it's messed up. And when Constantine made certain things law, it really messed stuff up. Because it's not a law, it's a relationship. He's alive. He'll talk to you. He walks with you. He'll instruct you. He'll laugh with you. He'll talk with you. He'll encourage you. He'll correct you. He'll bless you. He's alive. He's not sitting up in some temple somewhere with a big old fat belly. His bones ain't down in the grave anywhere. He rose up that third day. The angel asked him, said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And he said, it is finished. The way for us is made already. My mind has to be renewed. See, if your mind is not renewed, you'll miss the portal. But the moment your mind is renewed and it stays renewed and you keep it renewed through the word, you'll find that portal. See, there is a vein for the gold. There's a way that the eye of the eagle, as high as he flies, he's not seen it. There's a highway that a fool will not trip over. There are paths that demonic spirits cannot sojourn in, have no access to, that are reserved for the people of God. But when your mind is renewed, it's like Peter with the fish. All night, the fish avoided him. Now, you got to understand this about this situation. Peter, they fished all night. First of all, fishermen knew you didn't fish during the daytime. You fished at night. That's why they were fishing at night. They caught most fish at night. Number two, they didn't go out into the deep. They fished in the shallows. That's where they caught all the fish. Here come old Jesus, the preacher. Can you hear Peter's heart? Listen, I'm the fisherman. You the preacher. I've been doing this all my life. First of all, you don't fish at daytime. And you definitely don't go out into the deep. We didn't call all our fish in the shallow at night. But Jesus began to teach. And it changed Peter's perspective. He said, Lord, we fished all night and didn't caught nothing. But at your word, since you're talking about there's another way, there's a better way, or there's something I don't know about. All right, I'm going to check this out. In other words, Peter was willing to prove He was willing to prove God. Okay, preacher, you say launch out into the deep, right? Okay, we're going out into the deep now. And it's daytime, right? Okay, it's daytime, but at your word, we're going to do this here. Peter messed up when the Lord said, cast out your nets. Think about it, that little bit of, well, just to preach, he seemed like a nice man. He's a good preacher. I'm going to go ahead and throw a net out. You know, we'll get the net on out there. Man, that net filled up so fast. The boat started sinking. Net broke. They had to go get the other boat to bring in the haul. And it changed Peter's whole perspective. He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. The renewing of your mind. I'll say this again and again. Like what Peter, the fish are swimming around you right now. You may have been laboring all night and not caught anything, but they're right there. Jesus didn't create fish to appear in the water. They were there already. Why? Because he said, it is finished. Here's something for you. And I'm going to close here in just a moment. But here's something for you. The little boy with the lunch. I said this before. I'll say it again because you need this drilled into your spirit. The little boy with the lunch. There were 5,000 grown men. And so there were what they say were probably about 20,000 people altogether. 5,000 children, 10,000 women, 5,000 grown men. But the only one they could find willing to give up their lunch was a little boy. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa, Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida, Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida, Apostle Dave Viljean, Palm Coast, Florida, and Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.